We're boldly stepping forward, disrupting the storylines of suffering, people who are enslaved to the appearance of the lost and dying world. So I have another video that I want to suggest to you. It's a bit dramatic. It also makes a point. And see what you think about this. Be caught in this airy-fairy like concept of faith, that it's the falling back into the arms that will catch me. And you think, oh, I hope this stuff that I believe is real and I don't fall flat on my bum, right? If you're just worried about, will I be embarrassed, will he catch me? You're settling for a very small, very selfish picture of the world where your embarrassment is what's at stake. Now, you may tell yourself, oh, it's also God's reputation. I don't want to mess it up. I'm not very, you know, the scripture tells us Elijah was a person just like us, and he prayed and it didn't rain for 3.5 years, and then he prayed again and it did rain. Okay? If you're worried about you or that you might mess up God's thing, you're settling for a very small picture. Now, that little bit of a movie, it's more significant with sound. It's more significant with the words that were spoken that we didn't hear. If you're familiar with the movie The Lord of the Rings, that's it's the Two Towers, it's the second movie. The significance of that is that the plain person who walks in and faithful to pray met with laughter and mockery from an enemy who will not give up easily, who falls back upon the righteousness of Christ and the washed in the blood of the Lamb and the whiteness of the robes that we all declare we have by faith, there is power to disrupt the appointment of the enemy against the life of the individual and to set free the captive and to deliver from bondage people dying in their lives. Are you satisfied with just you being okay? That is the point. That is the point of faith. So go and change the world. Go and change the world before you. Don't be a crazy dope who falls on this side of the beach when God's over there. But know him and be ready. And as he comes to you and says, today is the day, that is the person. You know this is the reason. And you know that you know in your knower that this is it. Be faithful. Be bold. And change the life of someone else by your willingness to stand in faith. And to stand for God and to declare what's true. Faith works when it's in line with the plan of God. But the plan of God has been set like a jewel on the exercise of your faith. Lord, we know it's by grace that we've been saved through faith. It's not our own doing. It's your gift. We know that there are endless treasures of grace waiting for those who will make even the most feeble attempts to pray. That, as Paul Washer has also said, the weakest prayers yield grace. Will you help us to remember, out of all of these words, what you're doing in our lives? And we ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.